Pelham Today received the following reader letter regarding this week's upcoming Pelham Town Council meeting. As the chair of the last council's Cannabis Control Committee, CCC, I am coming before Pelham Town Council this Wednesday to encourage the new council to walk over the finish line and claim our odor protection prize, namely the ReadyCan Community Liaison Committee, the ReadyCan CLC, that is designed to protect Pelham and our neighboring Welland residents long into the future. Please attend in person or on YouTube to help us get this done and celebrate a major return on our environmental air quality investment in this community. The CCC reported to Council and the public on August 22, 2022 with our closing memo, indicating that it would be up to the new Council to take the small step of directing staff to implement the ReadyCan CLC in accordance with Minutes of Settlement, MOS, negotiated by the Town and ReadyCan at the Ontario Land Tribunal, OLT, where Pelham was defending its Cannabis Official Plan Amendment, OPA, and Zoning Bylaw Amendment, ZBLA, that were under appeal by ReadyCan, CanTrust, now FINA, and Woodstock Biomed. Because of the fall 2022 election, the CCC's mandate was finished. The OLT issued its ruling in favor of Pelham, case number OLT 22001930, with CanTrust withdrawing its appeal, Woodstock being dismissed and ReadyCan settling with Pelham in accordance with the MOS, and ReadyCan agreeing to take responsibility for odor complaints in a collaborative partnership with the town and with residents living within 1 kilometer from its 182 Foss Road site, in any direction, including Welland. The OLT had this to say about the MOS and the ReadyCan CLC that it establishes, after careful consideration of the earlier evidence presented, and the more recent overview of the MOS and the revised ZBLA, the tribunal finds that the proposed settlement between the town and ReadyCan conforms to the PPS, conforms to the town's OP and the OPA, conforms to the region's OP, represents good planning and is in the public interest. PPS is short for Provincial Policy Statement and OP is short for Official Plan. You may remember Pelham's Odorous Industries Nuisance by Law, OINBL, which is used by the town to manage air quality when we do not get cooperation from an odor emitter. The OINBL is designed to be used by odor professionals for best results, with a part to play by the towns by law enforcement, and it involves taking sequenced odor measurements all around a facility tailored to the current meteorological conditions. It can be quite expensive to operate and can result in six-figure fines to the emitter. The OINBL motivates emitters, including cannabis producers, to work with the town collaboratively to save everyone money. This is what we have achieved with the ReadyCan CLC, where action taken by ReadyCan to quickly improve their odor controls is based on complaints from residents being adversely impacted by odor and controls proactively defined in an agreed odor contingency management plan, rather than triggered by odor measurements exceeding thresholds in the OINBL. ReadyCan will bear the costs for its professional engineering work, complaint tracking and reporting, and other responsibilities defined in the MOS. The town's third-party costs are for its odor engineer appointed to the CLC, who will hold ReadyCan accountable by providing technical oversight and ensuring compliance with the MOS, and this cost is small. I look forward to seeing you Wednesday. Council meeting details, Wednesday, June 7, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Town of Pelham Regular Council Meeting, Meridian Community Center. Livestream. www.youtube.com/townofpelham/live. Tim J. Nohara. Fenwick.